I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. The movie Wicked has received 10 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, Best Lead Actress for Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, and Best Supporting Actress for Ariana Grande as Glinda. Fans of the smash hit Broadway musical Wicked were excited to see the original witches, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, make cameos in the new film directed by John Chu. I recently spoke to Kristen Chenoweth about her portrayal of Glinda the Good Witch and how my daughter Casey and I went to our first musical together. So Casey and I listened to all those early recordings of the cast before you ever got to Broadway. And you were so funny. You just had the cast. Where did that humor come from, Kristen?
It definitely came from my mom. She doesn't know she's funny, but she's really funny. And my trick my whole life was never tell her that she's funny. Just let her keep giving you material. And I also just have, you know, I'm from the South, and that comes with a lot of very strong set Steel Magnolias. You know, I have six aunts, and they're all funny. They all don't know it. And I grew up with that. So I don't even know how to not be that. You know, I definitely have led with my humor my whole life, because why not? Life's so short. Comedy has been something that's been, you know, they always, I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, dying is easy, comedy is hard. And to a certain extent, I think that's true, but it is the thing that comes more naturally to me. So I love it.
I think it's, you know, the emotional part probably of Kristen Chenoweth, the fact that you do like to laugh. When you sing with, you know, your heart all in it. You made popular an anthem for young girls, you know, when you performed in Wicked. You made us all cry with For Good.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you.
They say that when I was really little, I would sing myself to sleep with the Wizard of Oz record. And they would sit in the living room and go, is it us or is she really good? And then when I was about 8, I insisted on taking piano lessons from a beat up old piano that my dad was given. We didn't have a lot of money at the time. And it really shaped my musical skills.
I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were, well, are. There's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar.
You can hear my entire interview with Kristen Chenoweth at WBGO.org. The Oscars will be announced on March 2nd. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.